This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Listen, man, you got to catch the crab. This is Catching Crab Sunday. Garth Bernard Roseboro just entered into the studio. And you just heard from Trish Hanna, you know, Your Lane. And for those of you traveling near the University of Bahamas, you would see civil servants all dressed sharply in white, beautifully adorned, radiant, in March, and you would see spectators and fans standing on the roadside and, of course, participating and enjoying a beautiful sunny day here in Nassau, Bahamas, and throughout our archipelago. We are celebrating the month of March, and, of course, for many of you, you're still in the season of Lent. We are giving you due respect. Last week, we had a very interesting conversation. We had in studio with us none other than Bishop Kermit Agaro, and I did re-invite him to be here if he was able to be here. If not, of course, we will continue that conversation because I got so many calls and communication after the show that people felt as if there must be a part two. Now, I got instruction from my own house that I was not to make a request to repeat last week's show today because I really felt convinced that because the subject matter was so intense, so informative, so intellectual, that I just felt that you people would have been, you know, interested in hearing a repeat performance. That, of course, is not going to happen because, like I said, we are going to do a part two today. And so, without further ado, I want you, the Bahamian people, to call your family, call your friends, let them know that Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, we're going now to do part two of The Crab Pen. If you want to participate in this conversation, of course you can. The phone numbers out there will be 323-6232-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Ireland, 3005720, or you can go ahead and text me at 422-4796. The Crab Pen. I must first, once again, thank Bishop Barrow for his description and his knowledge of the whole entire experience of crabbing from a Androsian perspective. That would be people from the island of Andros. For those of you who are visiting our shores for the first time, and you're not quite familiar with the names of our islands or what our residents are called by. That would be the largest island in our country, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Andros, of course, has three sections. There's North Andros, Central Andros, and South Andros. This is one of the major islands where, of course, crabs dwell. But we also have crabs in places in Nassau like Adelaide and along the southern shore of New Providence. There's crabs, I understand, in Cat Island and San Salvador and those other places. Long Island, I've not heard anything about crabs. There should be some there as well. And wherever there is saltwater, Exuma, you would find these crabs. For those of you who missed last week's show, I'm going to need you to go to GuardianTalkRadio.com and look for the podcast button and press that. And then click on the drop-down menu on Remark. And it should lead you to last week's show. And I assure you that that would be a show that should be impressed within your mind as we continue this discussion today. The crab pen itself, I want to look at the construction of the crab pen. And you know, last week we were saying that we as a people, we live within the confines of a crab pen. And if you have any questions about last week's show, you once again, you can feel free to call in. And of course, we will do our best to solve your curiosity. But I want to look at the construction of the crab pen. Now, from what I know and what I have seen, I made mention last week that some crab pens, I've seen them actually built in shallow water for the purpose of washing the crab, they call it, and especially when they're spawning, which is, I understand, in quote, illegal. You're supposed to allow the crabs to naturally go to the ocean and wash themselves and return back. But there is a factor within our psyche and within our own economic model that says we cannot afford to allow a crab to get away. Crabs don't have that luxury to get away because the value, we said last week, of a crab is once it's caught and put in a bag and put into a pen. This pen, after you're taken out of a crocus sack, I think the bishop mentioned an onion bag, and he mentioned another type of sack last week. It escapes me for the time being. But he said there were basically three types of sacks. And once they are emptied into the pen, my understanding of the pen is constructed with a concrete floor, a base, a foundation that's impenetrable to the clawing of crabs that would normally dig down, bury themselves deep under the ground to escape predators and to escape any human activity or threats. The concrete floor, once built, reinforced, the next thing that is put on that crab pen are the walls, and I think some people may even use the 8-inch blocks or the 4-inch blocks, and they put a base down, like the first two, three, layers are blocked. And they put posts in those blocks. And, of course, on those posts is fencing. And it's more like a type of, I want to call the right name for the type of fence they use, but I know they use it in farms a lot, or the chicken wire. It's a type of chicken wire is what we call it here. And the chicken wire is stretched around the pen. And on top of that is put what I call the zinc roof or the corrugated roof where when the rain on a slope, all the water runs down off of the back of that roof. And the purpose of that is to not, I understand, drown the crabs or give the crabs too much excess fresh water. This is the crab pen that has a door. And the door, of course, is shut, wire shut. And when you look inside the pen, there's no escape for a crab. No escape. And for some people who really want the greater profitability of the industry of crabbing, even the baby crabs cannot escape at times. They got them all locked down in there, feeding them moldy rice, feeding them moldy grits, feeding them old coconut and watermelon rind. Anything that comes from off the farm that is rotting goes into the crab pen. And the language I understand that is used is they are fattening up the crab. Fattening up the crab. And the reason why, I remind you from last week, they're fattening up the crab is for the crab to go to market. Today, what I want to discuss with you, before we go to the break, I just want you to be prepared. I want to discuss to you with you the very parameters in our country and that exists around the world that keep you as a people in the crab pen. We have many a ministry in this country. We have the Ministry of Finance. You have the Ministry of Tourism. You have the Ministry of Works. You have the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources. You have the Ministry of National Security. You have the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. You have the Ministry of Fisheries, the Ministry of Agriculture. You have the Ministries of Social Services. You have the Ministry of Housing, ministries that exist in our country. It's the Ministry of what we call, I'm going to give you the name right now, local government. We have that. And then there are additional exterior private ministries that exist. There's the institutions of banking, the institution of legal affairs, the institutions in this country that tend to hold you where you are. I want to discuss that because above all of this, what I call the fencing of the crab pen, that very zinc roof that I spoke about, that would be the glass ceiling, the ceiling that you are never, ever supposed to break through. And of course, when it comes to these ministries, are they ever intended or built for you to escape through the mesh wire? Caller, I see you're trying to get through on the line, but losing you. Call back again. We're going to go to a quick break. Think about these things that I just said, and we'll be right back.
Down in South Andros, in one church on the hill, church packed with brethren, dressed down to kill. Rev just started his sermon, but before he get in the groove, Sister Brown look out the window and spot crab on the move. She bawl out, church shout, crab crawling, church shout, crab crawling. Cut your sermon short, Rev, quick say amen, cause you could preach about heaven once them crab in the pen.
For printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get set. Track and field fans, it's that time.
Time for crypto trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Come see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Carifta Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Carifta Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Carifta Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Always on the go? Miss radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Mama takes a step to the port to let us see how this thing really goes. But she never get dispersed.
And we're back here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is your favorite Sunday program, Remark. Go ahead and let your family, your friends know that today we are discussing part two of the Crab Pen. And I'm going to throw those numbers in there really quickly. We have one or two technical difficulties with the lines, but keep on trying to call in. Caller, I see that you're on the line now. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you there? Hello? Yeah, they're having some technical difficulties there. But the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. So today, engage me. You tell me why in this country, your beautiful homeland country, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, as we all dwell within the confines of our boundaries, that we continue to suffer from the same issues for the last 30 years. There seems to be no change in correcting the measures that are before us. Every 5 years, we brilliantly feel that we can solve these issues through our rallies, through our knocking on of doors, through the wearing of paraphernalia. We preach that we can give the idea that those things that are broken in our society, those chicken wires in the crab pen, that we can somehow increase its dimension in order to afford us the liberty of leaving the crab pen. I do clearly understand. But there were some of us who were born in the crab pen. Remember, I spoke about the baby crab, the infant crab, the one that was not supposed to be in the pen because during the time of washing, during the time of spawning, that baby crab was born in the bondage, in the captivity of the pen. And then you see the crab is there one day, and the next thing you hear, the crab has become a big-time crab. Born in poverty, born as a nobody, born as a minority, but now commanding presence, big kahuna. How does that happen? And what is the truth about those of us who come from infancy in the crab pen? We go to school. We get our education. We come out of school, we go to college,
We work one, two jobs in college on a partial scholarship. You come home back to the crab pen only to find out that you never left the pen all the time you thought that you were free. You're still in the pen. You got to go and put something together called an application form. In the application form is another form of chicken wire. You see, the application form allows for some, the minority, to get through. But not every crab could fit through the chicken wire. I want you to understand what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, there are some crabs that will slip through and go to the next side of the pen. But there's some of you with your big talk who think you all of that and a bag of chips. That chicken wire, that mesh wire, has been created as a membrane to allow some of you to go through and others of you, many of you, be left behind. So when we look at the Ministry of Education, let's pick on that one first. You say, on the streets of the Bahamas, that the educational system is at a D-grade average. If the education system is at a D average, and of course I know our friend C. Allen and others, Muff Rowley, you may call in and tell me differently, I don't know. But if it is at that, then it means then that there are few individuals who can rise to the top of the academic scale while the majority is left behind. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. If the majority is left behind, it also tells me that the majority in being left behind in their high numbers will not benefit as much as to permeate the membrane to go to the other side. Now, let me tell you what's on the other side of the membrane. Let me tell you what's on the other side of the pen. There are some pens that have two sides, just like in life. You got the good side, you got the bad side. You got the rich side, you got the poor side. You got the righteous side, you got the sinful side. That's life. I just want to break it down to you. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying today. This is life at its best. Always two-sided in its basic form. On the left side, we're eating moldy rice, moldy bread, moldy grits, old coconut, hard as heck. Even a crab got a problem trying to bite it. Having a rough time. On the left side, the conditions are messy, urinated water, exposure to sunlight and every other element out there, and your only ambition at this time is to go to the other side, because on the other side, let me tell you what's going to happen on the other side. On the other side, you're getting fresh lettuce, huh? Fresh cabbage, huh? Cucumber. Straight from the farm, man. Tomatoes. I didn't say tomatoes. I said tomatoes. You getting that, eh? You're eating good, man. They even throw a little meida for you to get you a little healthy, man. Make sure you're straight. That's the other side. I talking about, and I don't call nobody neighbor to make it sound like I ain't trying to be racist or prejudiced or I have an economic issue within my own mentality. But let me put it this way to you then. On the people who live in the gated community, you're living good. And you who living in the hood, you're living bad. And the people in the hood want to get over to the gated community. I hope I made that clear to you. That's what I'm talking about. And if only you could slip through the mesh wire, through the chicken wire, and get to the other side, you could live and eat good. My God. But it's also possible. Watch this now. Chris is about to get in trouble today. Through politics and through religion and through education and through favoritism on the job, that you can escape the bad side, watch this now, and go on the good side. And when you get on the good side, you know what you say to yourself? Oh my God, you had to watch that show, The Jeffersons. You start singing your song. I hear Chicago Doll playing that song. We're moving on up, huh? To the east side, eh? You're moving from the bad side to the good side. My God, we're going to the Dulux apartment in the sky. My God. And so after all my hard work, all my determination, all my desires, all my sacrifice, I am going to make it to the next side of the chicken wire. I cannot go through the floor. I cannot go through the roof. I got to go through the chicken wire or the mesh wire and try to get to the other side of the pen. Huh. Does that sound good to you? Does that sound like progress in life? Does that sound like a growing nation of people who now have high ambitions? No longer wanting to be called a banana republic, no longer wanting to be called a third world country, no longer wanting to be called a developing country. We want to have a first world mentality, and the first world mentality is on the other side of the pen, on the good side. It doesn't matter if, like we said last week, you're a black crab, what they call blackie, or white crab, what they call whitey, or use the Bally Sinker, what Bishop called the little orangey, reddish, whitish crab. It don't matter which one you are in the pen, and you got to try to live good. I'm going to tell you more about the other side of the pen, the good side, bad side. You can tell me, call in, tell me what you know to be on the bad side. And then we can talk about what's on the good side, and then I can tell you what the last side is. Caller, you're on the line. Is the caller there? Well, we'll keep on trying the lines today. Next caller, are you on the line? Go ahead, caller, you're live. Caller, you're there. Those lines are acting up today, but the line numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of Ireland, 3005720, or you can text it at 4224796. We're going to take a break, check these lines out, and we'll be right back.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Print Printmasters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Now Sister Brown was the first one out the door. Brother Smith jumped through the window, he was 84. Brother Fourth Ground with barrel, he keep on, he pick up truck. What a joyful spirit, all that proud they picking up. Hear him singing, count your blessings, count them one by one, one dozen. Count your blessings, count them two by two, two dozen. Count your blessings under the sun, thank you Lord.
These crap can't done. That's one thing with you good beaming people, you know. No matter what they see. For the last 5 years, all been screaming 400,000, 400,000, 400,000. No matter what they do. No matter how hard things get, it's still 400,000. Like the preacher say, man, count them one by one. One dozen, two dozen, three dozen, count them. The crab's coming. We got to keep the crab in the pen. And so if we ain't making no crab, somebody bring in the crab and put them in the pen. And them crab in your ancestors, and those crab in your children and your future, and the crab in you who just reached in the pen, you tell me where the crab coming from. Because all the owner cares about is that the crab is in the pen. Now, on the bad side of the pen, I call it the bad side. On the bad side, we got social issues. You got crime, murders, rape, robberies, molestations, all those things happening on the bad side. On the bad side, you have failed infrastructure. Generators going down, power outage. Water lines broken, water shortage. Taxes upon taxes upon taxes. Cost of living going up continuously. On the bad side, it's hard. Holes in the road. Huh? Garbage all over the place. Huh? On the bad side, you got bush everywhere and people throwing old sofa, old refrigerator and everything old in the bush. On the bad side. I wonder if I'm describing some areas of our beloved country to you. Huh? On the bad side, you got immigration situations out of control. Your neighbor don't speak a lick of English, but we're going to work every day while you remain jobless on the bad side. Call, I see you trying. I don't know if you can guess who. Now, let me try you. You're catching me in my thought, but go ahead, caller. Do we have you now? Call you there? Call you there? They got dropped again. Huh? On the bad side, you got people's houses who don't have no paint. I trying these callers. I see the lines lighting up, but I can't get no one on these lines. Call, are you there? Nothing happening. So on the bad side, things tough, man. The only thing you could do is do your best to try to get the heck off the bad side and get into the good side. Now, we have something in the Bahamas called black crab mentality or black crab syndrome or black crab culture. Bishop Agaro says that the white crab is heavier in weight than the black crab. But I think he said that the white crab was good for meat, whereas the black crab was good for, crab and dough, or for crab fat on your rice. That's the way he described it last week. But it doesn't matter, I understand, what type of crab you are, because they say the black crab, however, likes to climb up on top of each other. And anytime one crab get too high on the chicken wire, as if they're trying to get to the roof, another black crab got to hold them and pull them down. Chris, we got a caller just passing through. Still not coming through. The black crab got to pull them down. Make sure they don't get too high. So let me break that down for you, as I understand it. You just get a new job. You're 18 years old. You're out of high school, whether you're male or female. The first thing you want to accomplish is you want a Honda Accord. I want somebody to call and tell me they're telling lies today. That's your first ambition. You want your own car. I have been on the bad side, and I've seen one three-bedroom house got but seven car all working, park in front of the house. My God. Mommy got a car. Daddy got a car. Every child in the house, the fire children, everybody got their own car. And guess what? All of them going to go work over PI or Old Cable Beach. And ain't no one catching no ride with no one else. Why? Because they say they need their own car because they got things to do. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you now. If one gets some nice little rims to put on the car, the next one got to go get some rims for their car. If one get the rims and the other one can't get the rims, the one who can't get the rims got to find a way to jack up the one who got the rims. That's black crab. Caller, I can try you again. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you there? Caller, you live? We're going to have to probably abandon the calls today. You probably will have to text. Because I do have a text that says, good topic again today. Will this topic educate the crabs of how to get out of the pen? That's my good friend there. Just let them try texting. This call is trying to get through again. Are they able to get through? No? Okay. When you are at the hotel, you're only 18 years old, you got your Honda Accord now. All of us working together. Come to find out the people like you so much. They want to give you a little raise and give you a little new position, call you supervisor. Now, while we were all working at 18 years old and you got a Honda and I got a Honda and everybody got a Honda, be good. Who died and make you supervisor? Why you? This is what I call the Joseph syndrome, the coat of many colors. Maybe you were the one who was working hard every shift, doing more than expected to prove your loyalty, and someone noticed that in high executive order and said, you know what? I am going to bless them, or I'm going to grant them an elevated position as a supervisor with increased pay. The same people used to eat with in the cafeteria, in the hotel. They don't want to sit with you no more. My God Almighty. You got to go and sit elsewhere. Go with your kind. You ain't welcome with us no more. And you should hear the conversation on the table where you used to sit. That person ain't no good, no how. Their breath used to smell bad anyhow. Huh? You know where they live? They live in the back of the bush there, off Jamaica Road with a little clapboard house. They must don't know where they live, eh? Huh? The back biting starts there. The crab biting, and call it in for this show here, crab biting. The crab biting starts there. They got to pull you down. in the cry pen. You're 21. You've been checking this girl from high school. All of a sudden, you got enough money now to say, you know what? Let's get married. Let's get married. You want to do the decent thing. You want to do the honorable thing. I'm going to get married. Tell everybody, oh, come to my wedding, come to my wedding, come to my wedding. You put together a $25,000 loan to get married with some savings you got, and you think everybody coming to your wedding to say they love you, or they like you, or they encouraging you, or they want to bless you? Child, they spend plenty of money. They waste their money. You think they can stay married for more than 6 months? Well, child, I ain't like her dress, no how. And how come she wearing white? And she knows what they've been doing before they get married. That's supposed to be a black dress. That's how these people go. That's in the crab pen. That is the crab mentality. You want me to go a little further to you? In the crab pen, if God happened to bless you enough that you could get a little low-cost house from the government, my God, let me tell you how that works. The PLP must get out to them, eh? The FNM must get out to them, eh? They corrupt, you know. How they gonna afford that house? They must be selling drugs. I think he sell dope. I think she got a sweetheart. She must get the money from the sweetheart. In the cry pen. Oh, man, God help us today on this Sunday. All this happening here in this cry pen. On the bad side. Don't manage to have a little baby from your marriage. You're calling everybody to come to see the baby. Oh, you had this baby now. It's 3 months later. Everybody wants to see the baby. They ain't seen the baby since it born because you don't want no COVID around your baby. You don't want no flu around your baby. So everybody come now. Come. Come see the baby. We let people come to the church to come see the baby. We can bless the baby, baptize the baby. Child, we take a picture of the baby. And everybody grinning up and smiling with their gritsy teeth. Huh? I say gritsy because the crab is eating grits, moldy grits. And you all are smiling, taking a good picture. And when the people them get in the car, you know what they say? But a baby ugly, eh? Jesus, Lord, that's the ugliest baby I see. They ain't happy for you in the bad side of the cry pen. Ain't nobody happy for you. I just being real. Bad side of this pen got some psychological issues that say, if I don't have it, you cannot have it. It's supposed to be for me and only for me. If there's any fattening to be done, the fattening got to be for me. Otherwise, to hell with that. You ain't supposed to have that. And everybody on the bad side got their eyes set on the good side. We don't want no more Honda Accord, man. We want BMW. We want Mercedes Benz, man. We want to go to the big time. Huh? I want G-Wagon and Ting. Huh? What Bishop say they want Maserati. They want to go big time. They don't want to live in no Mount Moriah, in no Yellow Elder House. They want to elevate now. They want to go to a gated community way out west next to the beach, next to the water. I want to be a big kahuna, man. I don't want to wear no old pants and shirt when I go to church. I want to wear me one $800, $1,000 suit with some nice shoes. And I want to drive electric car now. My Mercedes and BMW got to be electric. I got to be set aside from you when I go to the good side. When I fly Bahamas Air, I tell them, ain't no first class in Bahamas Air. You all ever know Bahamas Air don't have any first class? Ain't no first class in Bahamas Air. But you got to tell the gate agent, listen to me, Miss Ticket Agent. I need to sit in row one, eh? I got to sit in row one. I want to be important. I want to be at the front of the plane. I don't sit in the back of no plane, man. Let me try one extra $10, $20, $40, $50 here. Make sure I get the first row seat, please. You think that don't happen, eh? You think that don't happen, eh? That's how these people roll. When these people live on the good side, they want to live up. When you go to the hotel only got 23 floors or 25. They want to be up on the 24th floor at least. They want to live good. That's how these people think. That's how crabs think. I want to get to the good side. But I have news for y'all. I got news for y'all. I got to take this break. Still trying to work the phone lines for you. But I got news for y'all. Something waiting for you. On the good side. Oh, something waiting for you. Because what a lot of you don't understand is when you go from the bad side to the good side. You're still in the cry pen. We'll be right back.
Crawl over yonder, when them cry, crawl over yonder, when them cry, crawl over yonder, when them cry, crawl over yonder, I'll be there. I let the church out, cause cry was crawling. I let the church out, cause cry was crawling. I've cut the sermon short with a quick amen.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie.
Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, small day.
And we're back here catching the crab pen part two, here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Garth Menard Roseborough, for your favorite Sunday program remark, for those of you who are just joining us. And we're having a lively discussion. Unfortunately, the phone lines are giving a bit of difficulty. We do not believe it's on our side, but it's possible that it could be on your side. So if you're trying to reach through and you cannot, go ahead and disconnect your phone and plug it back in and see if resetting your phone will help, or shutting your cell phone off and turning it back on. That may also help. But if you are near a landline or near a cell phone that does not have any data or any minutes, you can call me toll-free at 300-5720. 300-5720 as we continue this discussion. This call is trying again. Caller, are you there? Nope. Still not able to make it through. Okay, then. Let me just take this text here that just came through before I get back to the discussion. Good afternoon, guys. Good topic. Unfortunately, we are all a part of a system that manages us. You have religion that keeps us humbled and well-behaved. The government workplace that allegedly victimizes you. If you are thought to be insubordinate, taxes, etc., institutions such as banks and insurance agencies that I think are not properly regulated, these are placed on the behemoths by foreigners, personally oppressed. That's a text I'm going to hold there from this texter. I recognize the language, and I think the texter is 100% correct. While you are on the bad side, these are the situations that make you feel oppressed. You've been complaining about it from show to show. You start with Morning Blend here on Guardian Radio in the morning. You go down to On the Clock with Aaron Green. You go to C.A. Nuri Then you go on to Chivago Lang and Z Lang. You go to, Onku or Gabby or myself, Garth, on Guardian Radio Today. Then, of course, you come down to Naughty and his wife, MJ, in the evening time. And you always have complaints that stem from what you believe to be oppression on the Bahamian people. And as far as you're concerned, no one is listening to you and your situation, so you're looking for a way out. You're looking to get through the chicken wire. You're looking to get through the mesh. I think the lines are working. I'll call you on the line. Call you there.
God.
Oh, praise God, man. These lines been acting funny today. You must have prayed and blessed it.
It's God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Just stem from way back. Because you get the Uno or the crab. Way back yonder in the 40 and the 50 there. For them to keep the crab, they used to get them 100-pound grits and 100-pound rice. And they live off of that and keep them. Now, into the 90s and the 80s, they upgraded now. They gave them the turkey and the ham now. You understand me?
I'm listening.
So back yonder when you go to church, I only know but putting in your little dollar or something like that, and that was it. Now they upgrade and they tell you now for you to get a blessing from God, you have to sow the seed of $200. You understand me?
Yes,
so now when you look, the same people in the church, most of them, they're living out rest rich and stuff like that. So you wonder why you still in these little inner city, why you see the one who telling you, well, my boy, if you want to get blessed, you better sow the seed of $200 or prove God. Watch what God will do for you. And when you look, they take send their children away to school. Their children, they come back and still be over you. So you always will be inside this crowd pen. But until you break out and you get breaker like a crab just run and just break out and you see the light, you say, thank God I've seen the light. I've seen the light now. What they were doing to me back yonder ain't gonna happen no more. And when they see you see the light, then they try to come after you to put the pressure on you and stuff like
that. That's correct.
What I'm saying?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
You're on the money, man. I appreciate that call. Very profound. I saw the other callers trying to get through. You're trying and you're losing the calls. But listen, the caller just now is hitting nails on the head. There are crabs that are with you. Remember when I said there were infant crabs that started with you? But there are only a few that permeate the membrane. There's only a few of you that will get through the chicken wire, the mesh wire, and get to the other side. There are those of you who would be, say, grow a brain and figure out the way to get to the next side is to steal. I'm going to use the word steal very strongly. To steal the moldy bread and steal the watermelon rind, and steal the moldy grits, and steal the moldy rice, and fatten up myself so that I and mine can go to the next side. I love that caller. Very profound. Right on target for what I'm trying to say to you. There are those who live amongst you who want to use you, step up on top of you, pull you down, build themselves up to get to the next side. Call in the line, you're next. Go ahead, call them. Did we lose them again? I guess that phone isn't working properly. Now, let's go to the next side of the crab pen. On the next side of the crab pen, it's much more pleasant. The floors are more immaculate. The food is different. It's better, much better. You know the foods that we get in the food store that say export only. Oh, that's on the bad side. The food that is about to spoil in the wholesalers, that's on the bad side. You got to catch that food before it spoils. When you put it in your fridge or you put it in your house, it finishes in 2 days' time. That type of food. The foods that have the chemicals and the GMOs in it, that's your food. That's the bad food for you. The food that has synthetics and has all types of strange fertilizer on them and strange insecticide on them, shut down in some baking soda and some dish detergent and some other madness, and you're eating poison. That's on the bad side. You will now go on the good side. You will be eating pomegranates and grapes, huh? And honeydew melon. Huh? How am I talking? I'm talking good talk. Kiwi, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, all type of exotic fruit, star fruit, and star apple. Huh? You won't be eating good. You don't use sugar no more. Use a raw, organic, honey type of poison. You only can have the best on the good side. And on the good side, my God, you're getting fat. Your claw is getting larger. You're ready to, anyone to come near you, you prepared to take your claw and crush them if needs be. You're a big crab, but you're still in the pen. You do not produce these luscious fruit, not you. That which is making you greater is not a product of you. Somebody is doing that for you, and they're giving you that hand up that you always needed. Because you know, and I know where you came from, man. So y'all were so broken, you was eating Wonder Bread with mayonnaise on it for dinner. What the hell are you trying to tell God, man? Who you think you is? Huh? Looking at other people who got corned beef sandwich and saying, my God, if I could only get one spoonful of the corned beef or a spoonful of the tuna salad. Some of you are so poor, you got to eat the raw corned beef on the can. You ain't got no gas for no stove. God help you, can find one little jar of mayonnaise and mix it up together with that and find one piece of lime and try to squeeze on top of that to say make yourself a little corned beef salad. You think I know? Like they say in the movie, you ain't nobody. You know you wasn't nobody. You know you was leaning on God's almighty hand. Every moment of your existence in your earlier years was by the grace and mercy of the creator of the universe. You know this. But now, you don't walk on everybody. You're singing the song, Walking on Sunshine. Everything is so beautiful and so blessed. And now you're living in a new neighborhood, and now you're speaking differently. Good afternoon. It ain't no anybody. It's good afternoon. Good evening. Huh? Good morning. How are you? You know how you all know how to talk like that when you made it. Huh? Because you walk all over everybody else. Now you're in the other side of the crab pen. What you didn't realize is on the other side of the cry pen, the owner is still watching you. Still watching you. Watch how you show off. Watch how you brag about what you got. Let me tell you how this works, man. You remember the story of Cain and Abel? You remember the story of Jacob and Esau? Do you remember the story of Joseph and his brothers? Have you forgotten in this world there are two things that you need to be very afraid of? One is jealousy, and the other is envy. There is a commandment within the Ten Commandments that says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. And of course, you'll be able to be guilty of the next one, of course. You ain't supposed to covet your neighbor's wife either. But we say, God, understand. You know how we go in the crime pen. Don't act like you don't know. But that act of covetousness tells me that the minute you leave your lofty estate, you're gated to intermingle with the crabs on the bad side. My God. You know what happened to you. You get robbed. Or your life is in jeopardy. Because on the bad side, they don't play that. You don't leave us and then come back here like you is some big timer. Who the hell you think you is? That's how it works on the bad side. So when you go on the good side, you know what happens on the good side? You tend to make friends with the other crabs on the good side. All y'all is friends now. On the good side, ain't cheap. On the good side, the small bill that you had on the bad side, on the good side, you got a bigger bill now. Things more expensive for you now. When your Mercedes cough, you better find one $3,000. For the smallest thing, just for the man to open up the hood. When the man see Mercedes-Benz coming through the gate to the garage, man, you see every teat in his mouth and down his throat. He's so happy to see you. Because you got that money. Now, when you bring your little teeter or your little, what them little car name again? Your little note. And what the next one name? The little parcel. Huh? When you bring them type of little car there. What? It's my Honda 128. The little fit. But you good. You good. Huh? When you bring them type of things, eh? The man, he wondering if you got any money in your pocket. But you say you is big man wagon. BMW. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Money rich. In your house. Listen to me. I ain't talking my business because y'all done trying to kill me or any other. That's another fellow y'all trying to mash up. When you live, and I ain't picking on nobody neighbor, let me pick my own neighbor, Bamboo Town. And the man come to work and do masonry work on your house. How much for masonry work for a day, sir? Well, back in the day, but 4 or 5 years ago, that's $100 a day for the mason and $50, $60 for the helper. But if you take that same mason and you take him to Lyford Key or the Old Fort Bay or the Port New Providence, same work, different location. He got to get paid $250 a day, and he ever got to make $125. Because you're a big crab. Big crab, man. You can't cry. Your children can't go to no government high school or no Aaron Bailey, no A.F. Adley. What the heck you think this is? Your child got to go to St. Andrews or King's Academy, or you got to go to St. Augustine's College or Queen's College or whatever school. You got to go find some money to educate these children. And what you didn't recognize is while you and your spouse both have good jobs right now, and you can afford these things, Chris, let me tell you what has happened. My God, I got goosebumps. Thank you, Lord. And I know I ain't got much time. I got to break this down to y'all. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. The people who working with you in the bank, the people who working with you in the insurance company, the people who working with you on the job, they go into the big man and say, you know what? Boss, I think things look tight. We have a war over in Iran right now. And I think they could close the Strait of Hormuz. Boy, we got to brace ourselves for the storm. We need to cut some fat. Oh, Jesus, God help me. Cut some fat. We got to let God go. Now, let me tell you how to work. When you let God go, that means my big income from my house to sustain my mortgage, to sustain my property tax, to sustain my children's education, the college fund, the $3,000 for the BMW, the $3,000 for the Mercedes, the pool cleaner, the landscaper, the maid, all us now in trouble. Jesus, help us all. I try to tell you, but the cry pen. You're in trouble. You in trouble. Next thing you know, you start skipping payments. God help you if someone in your house gets sick. God help you if someone break one of your crab leg. Crab got 8 leg and 2 biter. They just broke your big biter. Now they come to break the small biter. Now you're defenseless. Now they come to breaking your leg. Because bills don't stop. BPL got you one way. The phone company got you the next way. The water company got you the next way. Huh? Health concerns and insurance got you the next way. The price of gas got you the next way. Huh? You got aging parents got you the next way. And life starts to pull your legs off. Caller, you on the line. I'm going to finish up, but go ahead, caller. I can't hold you for long. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, God. See Alan Johnson.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
Yes. Please allow me to make my point.
I always try to.
Okay. Let me just education is very short.
Yes.
We've been teaching every single animal of the air and the water and on land
yes.
to climb trees. And then we say all those who can climb fail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's the problem. In the 21st century, we don't need to be here. Now, on this crab thing you talk about, is a concept of what is called artificial barriers. Kind of like, you know, you could tie a horse or even an elephant
yes.
in place and then simply, right after it's been conditioned, remove those spines and they will still stay within the confines.
I heard about it, yes.
Consider the crab. Even in the crab, the pen has been open. But the problem is they have been conditioned to pull and hold onto the fence as opposed to the wall, as opposed to the opening, because just a little slight ledge, you know?
Yeah.
So, and this involves, like, technology, and you can challenge me on this.
I don't want to challenge you. You sound good so far.
No, I'm saying, just for instance, one of the most detrimental thing in the Bahamas to the cost of living is housing.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And we have mortgages that's being foreclosed on.
Yes.
And I listen to me very carefully that don't need to.
Yes.
Today, in this country, and soon to be brought to the public, a person can, let's say they have a $300,000 home, and they then made $200,000 worth of payment, and they're about to lose their houses, they can seek relief, whereas they would get an instant loan to pay off what is owed to that new bank. Let's say you've been making payments. The payments is based on the $300,000 loan. They can now go for the $100,000 loan and make payments based on the new $100,000 loan and collect, listen to this very carefully, without any risk in the house or taking out the loan, can collect interest on the equity within their house. And these things exist in the 21st century. These are not theories. These are being practiced. These are applicable right now. And guess where the first country in the world who passed a law to allow these things to happen?
Listen.
Give me a guess.
We lost. Don't tell
the Bahamas.
Don't tell me us.
Yes.
Is that through the Act?
No, it's through the DARE bill, the DARE Act.
The DARE Act, D-A-R-E?
Yeah, D-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when people tell you what you have and you have no understanding of what it is, then you don't know how to use it.
That is correct.
And that's the problem. In the same capacity, we do not have a housing problem in the truest sense. We have a housing finance problem because people will build a 4,000 housing a year if there was money in the market for people to be able to afford to pay them for it. So why wouldn't contractors build houses if they had buyers, if they had people to be able to finance them? The DARE Act allows that to happen. It's the only two persons who cannot obtain financing under the DARE Act is under 18 and the dead, because neither of those two can legally sign contracts. And so the problem, and this exists today, and you can see it being practiced in some form around the world. But considering that we were first in it, 2 years or so or longer before even the world understood what we were doing for them to begin to copy it. The question is, who did we do that for? Did we did it for us or for someone else? Because if you did it for us, you should be able to explain it. And what I'm saying to you, I can explain, and I guess that I intend to explain in the coming days coming up. And I'm simply saying that we keep doing things we're told. We have a need right now for literally between 40 and 60,000 units, keys, or bed and breakfast units to saturate the Bahamas to the level we need. Just for the hotel, 130,000 in Grand Bahama, you need 7,000 additional rooms. So why aren't we talking about how the same DARE Act can allow you to have 100% funding for you to build hotels for us? Does it make sense that if we need 7,000 rooms, that we should have 3,500 people at each build two, or 1,700 people at each build four, bringing them as almost generational wealth, as opposed to sitting around and say we want a hotel so we could get a job, cutting the lawn and doing everything else?
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is that these barriers that even that the Prime Minister spoke about years ago at Life at Key and the College of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and I listened and I said, what barriers are you talking about? He's talking from institutional memory, not from the reality that exists today. And that is what they have a lot of us doing, talking from institutional memory. We don't know, you know. We heard somebody told us, I believe, and never say, you know what, I know. See, I know is a whole different than I believe I was told and these other things. And so, and this is what I always advocate for. And this is why I question when people say, you have plans, present the plan, present the framework. We say, oh, we have the orange economy. There is no framework existing anywhere. There is not a written policy. We talk about, oh, that's not the government policy. Show me a written policy in the last 30 years. There isn't any.
Well,
show me the framework for the blue economy, the green economy, the digital economy, for this AI thing that they're going to do. Where is it? It has to be a context, because how else are you going to gauge the KPI, the key performance indicators? How do you determine the cost? The Bible talks about measuring the cost before you begin, you know. But we keep letting leadership get away with talking to us. We've become so obsessed with almost what I call it intellectual masturbation. We've become voyeurs of that. We want to hear the next time. Let's spend the day. Who's doing it next? Who's doing it next?
Well, I want to hear so much more about this DARE Act situation, and I know that you're onto something. I appreciate you always calling. You always call at the end. I don't know why you're my good friend. I know you like to listen first before you speak, but I want you to contact me later.
Yeah.
We can give a Sunday to Jesse. I like what you're saying. It's a blessing to hear what you're saying for many. If you'd allow me today just to get another call before we end the show.
I'm happy to have this discussion, because I think as we move into the political season, we have to get by people saying what and everything and begin to say, I don't want to hear from you unless the last thing you say to me is the how.
I like that. I like that, T. Allen. I like that. Call me later, my friend. Let's have a conversation about that. Let's make that happen. I appreciate you so much. Let me take the other caller there. Go ahead, caller, please.
Hey, Garth, Nico.
Hey, how you doing, Nico Mosco? I hope it wasn't you trying to get in and couldn't get in.
I was just driving. I thought I was on a Baptist radio with you.
Well, you know, I got passionate because...
Not a complaint.
No, I know it isn't.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's just that, you know, we've been going through all of this, and people try to make it a white thing, a black thing. It's a crap thing.
It's always a white and black thing. And you and I, we've been friends for a long time. We're brothers. And you pointed out, you know, it's always the white man. It's always this. It's a white and black thing. And I was just listening to C. Allen about this hypocrisy. C. Allen is, he's up there. He knows his stuff. What, in regard to this house, you know, this person giving, you know, the house and everything else, it just blows my mind. As a senior lawyer, if you default, yes? What they do is they give you all of these notices and everything else by law. And then they have to go in the newspaper. They also have to advertise it for the market or the assessed value. And whatever comes in, the banks cannot say $10,000. They can't sell the house for $10,000. They have to sell it for $1 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then for a judge to come in and say, you know, please, they did this. They paid the money. And the money was accepted by the bank. The case is closed. The bank has acquiesced, and they took the money so they can keep the assets. Now, for a judge to do this, there had to be something that was above and beyond, which we don't know. But to take your home because I have a mortgage, and then I brought it up to the $90,000 or whatever it is, for them to take it, what court is actually going to allow it?
Well, Nico Mosco, I'm going to want you all on the show very soon. I like your commentary.
I'm sorry?
Nice. I would want to invite you and see Alan on the show just to deal with housing matters in this country.
I love hearing him.
Yeah, unfortunately, what happens, see, Alan calls me always at the end. I know it seems as if I try to cut him off all the time, but normally I have the whole, you've been in the studio with me before, the phones are all lit up at one time.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And I'm trying to get everybody an opportunity to speak.
Is he said the right thing.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
What is happening also, just to add it to C. Allen's list, and that's my boy. I listen to him all the time. The banks aren't loaning money to us. And what they're doing, especially Bank of the Bahamas, right? If you're defaulting, they're going to come for it. But the banks aren't loaning anything to the Bahamian, white or black.
Mm.
But they'll give you U.S. dollar loans. If I go to get a loan to buy, I'll be turned down. I can guarantee you it.
Well, let's make arrangements for that show, my friend.
Anytime you want. You know, you're my brother.
All right, man. Take care, my friend.
But God bless, all of you guys. And C. Allen is my boy, man. I love hearing him. Boy,
Once we are working for the Bahamian people.
Right.
Once we're working for the Bahamian people, you know, Garth Minard Rosebar is all for it. Listen, folks, the Crab Pen. And I appreciate every call I got today. We had some technical difficulties earlier, but I do appreciate each call and each text that I've gotten today. You people who are listening, this has been one of the highest listened to shows at a time that I've ever been on Remark. And I unnerve with the Bahamian people that they now can begin to understand the breakdown of the crab mentality in this country. That has been my ambition. If I have to continue this and break this down further, I will. Because this is true revolutionary thinking. On a Sunday, Remark, 5 to 6:30. This is where I'm going to do it. It's not a political conversation for me. It's a necessary conversation for everybody. You made it all the way to the east side. The Dulux apartment in the sky. And they still coming for you. You are the newest person in the neighborhood. The biggest crab in the newest side of the pen. All other crabs, you know what they do? They walk sideways, sideways, and they walk away from you and leave you all by yourself in the middle of the pen. You are not one of us. In order for you to be one of them on the good side of the pen, you got to learn how to sacrifice all over again and how to share. But let me tell you how it works. You ain't climbing up on nobody. You ain't coming in there to climb up on nobody. You better bring your own things. You better bring your strengths. You better bring your dignity. You better bring your security. You better bring your assets. Ain't nobody in this new side of the pen giving you nothing. And you cannot go back to the old side of the pen. Not you. We don't want you back there. You ain't want us no more. You won't be big time. So stay over there where you is the odd one out. Now you're uncomfortable on that side. And now that I hear you on that side, we make sure you lose your job. All of a sudden now we hear you broke. All of a sudden now we hear you got to now come back on our side. Oh God, help if you come back on our side. Oh God, help you. We gonna mash you up. Oh, we can walk all over you. We can climb up on you. We are going to make an oath to the universe and swear by our giant claw that you will never, ever rise again. That's the mentality. But what you didn't remember, it didn't matter whether you was on the bad side of the pen or the good side of the pen. Of the pen knows where you are. The owner of the pen coming for you. And the only reason why he let you live so good with your pomegranates, with all the good almond,
and your blackberry and your blueberry and your honeydew melon and your watermelon. The only reason why they're letting you get away with the mango and everything else to make you sweet, is because the pot boiling, eh? Oh, the pot boiling. See, for my house, the owner, I don't eat from the bad side. Not God, Roseboro. No, God, no. Oh, as the owner. I ain't eating no bad crab from the bad side. The crab is eating the moldy thing. That's to go to the market population. But you see on the good side of the pen, that's for my family. Hey, that's for my family. When they bring you on the good side, that ain't just for you. That's for the owner. So he could feel better about eating you. He can mash you up. He sure know when you come on the good side. You and your PhD and your THD and your all kind of DDD. And you're a doctor and you're a lawyer. Huh? You're all these good things, eh? You're a scientist, an engineer, big timer. Huh? He already knows that on your back, his family is going to eat good. That's why when you buy the house in that neighborhood, you ain't spending no $200,000 no more, my friend. You got to spend $4 million. When you spend $4 million, who you think you giving the money to? Huh? Who you didn't get the money? The owner. And he appreciates you. The pot is boiling. The crab pen is real. This has been Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Got to bring this one to a close. But I keep trying to tell you people this. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. In life, everybody telling you. The owner telling you. If you come to the good side, you got to bring something if you want to be with me. Have a good one, Bahamas. Until next week, this is Remark. God's been on Roseboro saying, be blessed.
That zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highest, 'cause that minus is too low to see. Yeah. Hey. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. And I'm not stuffing. In the war.